While the fantastic Charlotte Children's Choir fills the stage behind me, I've asked three members of the group to join me at the microphones. All from the Charlotte area, we've got 14-year-old Tynia Brandon, 13-year-old Sarah Gear, and 14-year-old Garrett Hutchings. We also have the choir's director, Sandy Holland. Please welcome them. Welcome to the program, everybody. It's a joy to have you here. And like many groups of your caliber, you all get to tour quite a bit. But Tynia, for you, there was one tour stop you will never forget.
Yes, that was in New Orleans, Louisiana. I went about 3 years ago, and there were these two girls that sat beside me when we did the full choir there. And it surprised me how much they loved their city. And I ran into them when we were out shopping one day, and like they told me, they were like, oh, let me show you this store. And it really surprised me how much they just really loved where they lived. And it was kind of sad for me to see that their city had been washed away because, you know, the hurricane.
Yeah, of course.
And but I haven't heard from them, but our youth ensemble did do a fundraiser, and we raised up to $4,000 for the New Orleans Children's Choir.
Good for you. Wonderful talk. Very nice. Now, aside from touring, your conductor here is another reason you all love this choir. Sarah, pretend she's not standing there. What is she really like?
Well, you can love or hate Miss Holland. Personally, I love her. I love her.
She is standing next to me.
She is standing next to you. Is she a demanding, a strict coach, would you say? Or
she
would
can
say?
Be, yeah. But she also can be really sweet and nice, too.
Nice.
Sort of like a sweet tart.
Yeah.
A sweet tart.
Yeah.
Got the best of both worlds, or the straddling the... Garrett, you mentioned actually she's got some pretty unconventional rehearsal techniques.
Oh, yeah. When we mark a wrong note, she howls like a dog.
Howling like a dog. Anything to get their attention, Sandy?
No, I have no idea what he's talking about.
You do. I think you
no,
do.
It's part of my personality just to have fun with the kids and enjoy them and play around with them. I'll tell you, that has to come from my roommate in college. She was a pianist, but she thought she was a singer. And she would be practicing, and my friends would be, and I would be in the other room howling.
Howling like dogs. Nice. Sandy, the choir has brought us two highly contrasting pieces to sing. Tell us what we're going to hear.
The first piece that we're going to sing for you is a Hungarian folk song entitled Mid the Oak Trees. It's a very haunting piece arranged by Zoltán Kodály. And the second piece is much different, not quite as serious. It is about a tuba player. His name is Roger Bobo.
He's a real-life tuba player.
He's a virtuoso tuba player. He was born in 1938, but in 1961, he was the first tuba player, or tubist, I guess you would say, to play a recital in Carnegie Hall. And the headline in the New York Times paper said, Roger Bobo plays the tuba. And John Updike, poet, found that title to be quite humorous and wrote a poem, and it starts out, Eskimos in Manitoba, Barracuda off Aruba, cock an ear when Roger Bobo starts to solo on the tuba. So it's a really fun play on words, and Brian Holmes, the composer of this piece, found that poem and set it to music, so right. We have a lot of fun with it.
And so we've got Zach on the tuba, so tubist I think works, but for you, Zach, we couldn't call you a tuber, could we? Sandy, would you please introduce your piano accompanist? Please?
My accompanist is the fabulous Bill Googe, who's a native, he's actually not from Charlotte, he's from Burnsville, North Carolina, but he's been in Charlotte for a long time.
And we like him anyway, then. Yeah,
we do. We love him. He's been with us since 1998 and accompanies four out of our eight choirs with the Charlotte Children's Choir.
All right, the stage is yours. This is going to be a great way to end our show. I want to thank all of our great young performers today and thank you for listening. This is Christopher O'Reilly. Please join me next week. And now, Charlotte Children's Choir, you can take it from the top.
Top is written and produced by Tom Vagley for Tom Vagley Productions, with Tim Banker for From the Top. The music producer is Tom Vinieri, and the tour producer is David Balsam. Production coordination by Kim Razeman, lighting by Brendan Randall, and technical direction by Barrett Ouellette with Dan Hallis and John Servies. The executive producers are Gerald Slavin and Jennifer Hurley-Wales. I'm Joanne Robinson. From the Top is made possible in part by the Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism. Our program is produced in association with WGBH Boston. Our home and educational partner is New England Conservatory in Boston. For more information about this program and our educational activities, visit fromthetop.org. So